This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A very quick observation, I guess, about inflation as a way to set things in motion today. When we report on inflation on this program, as we will do next week, Wednesday, when the latest update to the Consumer Price Index comes out, we give you, usually, we try to, we give you two numbers. The headline number, overall inflation, counting a broad basket of goods and services. And then what's called core inflation, which strips out food and energy because those prices tend to bounce around a lot and they can skew the reading, and economists don't like that. But last time I checked, all of us, economists included, use and need food and energy. So that is the inflation we're all feeling. And that is a long way of getting you to this. The United Nations index that measures food prices came out today, up 3% in October to its highest level since 2011. Not terrible news for farmers, right? They're the raw input to those food prices. Unless, of course, you are in a pandemic-induced supply chain nightmare. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin gets us going.
In Northern California, farmer Chris Fedora of Fedora Farms is finishing up the walnut harvest. He usually sells about 80% of the nuts internationally. And this year, he's expecting to have a hard time getting the crop off the farm.
Trucking is going to start becoming a little bit of an issue right now.
Because there aren't enough shipping containers or warehouses for truckers to put the walnuts.
So it's going to start backing up onto us. And then if that's the case, if we're totally full, then if we have anything left in the field, we can't bring it in.
That would be deemed a loss, Fedora says. The problem, besides space, is labor, according to UC Davis agricultural economist Dan Sumner.
Labor to unload the boats and get the trucks and trains moving. And that's everything from truck drivers to port workers and sort of everybody in between.
Normally, over half the walnuts grown in California are exported, often to Asia. But if those nuts can't go overseas, farmers like Chris Fedora may have to sell domestically. That's not ideal, says Tracy Chow with the Western Growers Association.
It can depress prices and it can hurt other farmers who don't export, but they typically don't have to compete with the glut of product that'll be on the market.
It's a frustrating situation for any farmer, says Richard Waycott, CEO of the Almond Board of California. He says foreign shippers are prioritizing stuff that's being sent to the U.S. from Asia.
It's more in their economic interest just to head back with empty containers rather than to take our exports.
But Waycott encourages American consumers to roast some nuts this holiday season because he says prices here will be reasonable. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.